Last night's game four was here at the AAC, and working that game was our old friend, our favorite octogenarian. He was the head usher last night. We say good morning to Jesse. Hi.
I think I'm going to be on the radio or something. I don't know. I'm on the hold or something.
Now, Jesse, you're on right
Hello?
Now. Can
okay,
you hear us?
Yeah,
Hello?
I've got you now.
Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. I don't have a lot of time. My grandson is going to come over to set up my new iPad.
Oh, God.
And my new catheter.
Oh.
He's an influencer. He does YouTuber on TikTok or something.
Okay.
Pretty good living. He did a good job of my colostomy bag yesterday. Very comfortable.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, my grandkids are very successful. My granddaughter works for some big company called OnlyFans. And, so if you're a sports fan, that's the place for you, I guess.
Yeah,
so go to my granddaughter's OnlyFans. I wrote down what her she goes by a pen name on there. For her articles, I guess. And she goes by Milk Cannon Princess.
Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't promote that,
no.
Jesse. I don't think you would really like what's going on there.
I've never been to it, so I don't know. But that was a miserable ushering experience at that Mavs game for me.
Terrible for the Mavericks, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, and it was terrible for me because, you know, Luka and I have a very strained relationship.
You do?
Well, half the time he misses a shot, he looks at me and complains. So I'm in the rotation of people that he complains to.
What can you do about it?
I have no idea. You know, he complains more than a woman on a budget, I swear. He complains about officiating, complains about the temperature in the arena. He's always looking over at me during the game and telling me to bump the thermostat down. And he complained that we didn't have the contrast turned up on the Jumbotron enough for him.
Oh, he shouldn't be worried about that stuff.
Complained that his nachos didn't have enough cheese on them.
He eats nachos during the game?
He eats during the game, yeah. Yeah. Hell, he stopped in the middle of the first quarter last night and complained that someone borrowed his pencil and didn't return it.
Oh, God.
Very distracted. Anything and everything he'll complain about. He was complaining that Kelly Clarkson took Ozempic and didn't tell him.
Well, now why does he care about that in the middle of a game?
In the middle of a playoff game. I don't understand. I hate hearing him complain, mainly because of the accent.
Well,
his accent gives me flashbacks of when I was fighting the Nazis just outside Berlin.
Well, he is not German, and
I was foreign, you know. And sometimes he'll sneak up on me and start, you know, speaking English, but in foreigner, and I'll almost turn around and run my bayonet right through his compression sock.
Okay, that was a long time ago. And, we need to kind of let some of that stuff go.
Well, I always have to usher and seat the big, the royalty and the stars that show up at the games and everything.
Yeah,
and
last
night I got to seat college basketball coach and seafood inventor John Calipari.
No.
Calipari. He's not a seafood inventor.
Yeah, nice seat there. But one person that I'm ushering is giving me problems, and that's Mr. Mark Cuban.
He's giving you problems?
Well, he's always been a little animated and flamboyant for me, but he's also kind of becoming persona all gratin at the arena there.
Non gratis.
And, in fact, Mr. Dumont asked me to escort Mr. Cuban out.
The new owner asked you to do that?
That's right.
Why?
Just gets tired of him talking back there. He's just jabbering all the time sitting back there. Dancing. Every time out, he dances with the music and his pelvic thrust are really not very family friendly.
Who complains more, Luca or Cuban?
It's a toss-up. That's what you call a coin flip. And before the game, I was trying to get people in the seats, and then Kyrie cornered me to tell me something about fake dinosaurs made the earth flat because of the Kennedy assassination. I didn't understand any of it.
We were hoping he had left that stuff behind.
He's not really talking about that stuff.
I swear, that's a good... Hey, at least he doesn't talk about it publicly. At least it's me he's cornering and draining the life force out of.
Well, that's true.
Hey, I got to get going. My show's coming on the History Channel about Hitler taking a shot to the head in the bunker right now. And I got to watch that again. That's my favorite.
Wow, okay.
Your favorite.
All right.
We'll see you, Jesse. There goes Jesse the Usher.